What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Life According to Lindsay. I'm sorry I'm laughing because I just had to re-record the first intro because I was talking about how my credit card information got stolen and somebody tried to do like a $300 purchase for Google and their location was Kenya, and then I thought it sounded racist, and I really didn't mean it to sound racist, but I was being for real because, like, there's some listeners from Kenya, and I was like, oh my god, what if they're the ones that stole my credit card information, because I'm a hypochondriac, so, like, don't take it personally if you live in Kenya and you actually like listening to this, but I'm just saying, somebody from over there stole my credit card information, and I'm pissed because I didn't have $300 for them to take, which they didn't, so haha, joke's on you. So yeah, let's start this on a good note. You guys, it has been 4 months since I last did a podcast, and I'm sorry because, like, one, I didn't think it was 4 months ago since I last did a podcast until I looked and I was like, December 3rd, 2020, and I was like, holy shit, it was 4 months ago because now it's the end of April of 2021. So we're thriving. We've passed Easter, spring is upon us. People are getting COVID vaccinations and dying. You know, welcome to the future of the 4 months of we haven't done anything. So, actually we've done lots of things since I've last talked to you guys, and if you are a returning listener, hello. Welcome back, guys. I'm sorry that I've been away for a while, but shit happens, man. Life happens. Adulting fucking sucks. Life sucks, but here we are. We're living. We're thriving. We're breathing. So, it's good. It's great. I am actually not in the car today, so you guys will be shocked if you are a returning listener. And if you are a new listener, welcome to the podcast. I'm Lindsay, and I like to get on here and rant or talk about my life. Or feel like I'm relatable to somebody other than myself. Because I know other people struggle, and I'm like, hey, why not struggle together? And you guys just hear about my problems. And, yeah. Hence the thing, Life According to Lindsay. So anyways, let's jump into what has been happening. First of all, I'm not in the car, and that, like I said, is a shock, because every time I'm podcasting, I'm usually, like, on my way somewhere, or I'm waiting on Drew, or I'm heading home, or somewhere crazy that I just think that I need to take my phone and podcast it on the way. But I'm here with Drew, my husband. Babe, say hey.
Hello.
He already said hello once because, like I said, I had to re-record this because I just, yeah, you know, overthinking. But It was like supposed to be funny, but then I'm like, if you're a fucking snowflake and you're offended, like you're offended by everything, like even a fucking pebble on the side of the road, like just click off now. Just do it. For your own good. For your own safety. And then hug yourself and cry after. I don't care. So I'm here with Babe, and he is streaming. He has been streaming for like, what, 2 weeks now? He finally got an Xbox. I know you guys are like, we finally got one. Yes. We've been struggling, y'all, and we kind of slowly moving up, so bear with us. But he got an Xbox for his, like, late birthday present, because, like, his birthday was in March, and now it's April, and he just got it 2 weeks ago. But I promised him this because, like, life's rough, y'all. Life is rough, and, like, when you get to reward yourself for things that you have wanted, and you feel like you've never wanted to get them, and then when you do get them, no matter how long it takes, like, you're so excited to reward yourself with that. And I hope we're not the only ones that feel like this. Like, you know, like, he's been streaming for 2 weeks since he's gotten it, but he fucking loves it. Like, he loves video games, he loves to play games with people and have a good freaking time. So if you are a Twitch streamer, or you love watching Twitch, or you love watching people who stream video games, he's your guy. And if you guys would like to watch him, his Twitch stream is Drewbie Thick. It's Drewbie Thick, THICC. And you guys go give him a follow. Help him out. Help share his shit. You know, you guys come over here and listen to my stuff. So, like, if you can support me, you can support my husband. It's, you know, it's all love in this relationship, you know? So it's like, he supports me, I support him. That's what we do. So I'd like to tell you guys, like, where I've been for the past 4 months, because I swear it's, been forever. And maybe I've just, like, lost my mind. I think I have. Yeah. Yeah, I've lost it. But I'd like to just catch up with you guys and let you guys know what I've been doing and what's been up and check on you guys, make sure you're good. Also, like I was talking at the beginning, if you are a viewer from, like, a different country or a different state than I am, like, dude, thank you so much for freaking listening to this podcast, because, like, you're probably like, wow, listen to this bumpkin rant about our life, about how shitty it is, go do something about it. Like, listen, I'm trying. So, fuck off and give me some time to do this, okay? Like, we're trying. We're trying to get life situated. And tell me, look at yourself and tell me if your life is situated yet. Because I know damn well I'm almost 27 years old and still do not have my life together. Yeah. So, because I'm about to tell you why I don't really have it together. But I do. Like, because we have so much time to think about what we want to do with our future and how we can change it, because we still have time, and what we want to do in the near future. And if it happens, you guys can say you watched us from the ground up. So yeah, it's 4 months since the last time I talked to you guys. It was December, and now it's literally mid-spring. It's the end of April. It's almost May. Summer will soon be upon us, and that's insane, because it was freezing, and now it's, I mean, it's been raining a lot, and it's been, like, here recently it's been hot as shit, but now it's just been raining and freezing, so I'm like, no wonder my allergies are screwed up. So yeah. Well, one, we'd like to let you guys know that we have a daughter. No, I didn't have a child. We have a baby dog. And she is, how old now, babe? 5 months. She's like 5 months old. And you guys, when we got her, the lady was like, she's a Rottweiler mix. And let me tell you, she has like the markings of a Rottweiler dog, but she is so, she's a short dog. She's not tall at all. She's a medium-sized dog. And she's so soft, but she sheds like crazy. And she's black, long-haired, and it just, like, I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt, and it's white still, and you can see all of the black hairs all over it. Literally have to have a lint roller for the rest of the time we have her. So, forever. But she is the sweetest thing ever, and we love her, and she's our little baby girl. I'm over here petting her, and she's just, like, loving it. I scared her earlier because I was watching, speaking of shows, I was watching, The Irregulars. If you guys watch Netflix, The Irregulars is really good, but there's only one season, and don't get too caught up in it, because I read that they might not even be doing a season two. So, if you want to watch it, just realize that there's only one season, and I'm kind of low-key pissed about it. I told Drew, I was like, I watch so many shows, like, I binge so many shows while being home. And still, like, with my job still not being open, like, I've binged so many shows. And I feel like I'm, like, I'm just gonna start reviewing shows. I'm like, if you wanna watch it, and if not, then kudos, don't watch it. But I feel like a lot of people like to ask, like, what I recommend, and it's just insane. But anyways, I will get to that in the near future of this podcast. So, the dog was asleep earlier, and she literally was just knocked, like, she was just out. And in this episode, I was watching it on my iPad, because what's weird is Drew's TV for gaming and our TV for watching, like, TV can be controlled by the same remote. And we didn't realize that until I was, like, changing the volume on something, and he was trying to do something, and it, like, changed the volume on his as well. So now I have to use the Roku app, the remote app on my phone just so I can, like, not interfere with, like, his streaming and stuff like that. And it's insane. So, I've just been watching it on my iPad because it's just, like, less hectic to deal with, like, a remote or get the app and blah, 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 blah. You know, just insane. So, I was watching it, and there's a part in The Irregulars where he says, "The devil has returned to London," or something like that. And I literally repeated it as exactly like this guy. And no shit, my dog literally thought the devil returned to our freaking bedroom door because she jumped the hell up, like, her fur was standing up, and she looked like she was about to shit herself. Seriously shit herself. And, it was insane because she was like, "What the fuck?" But yeah, I'm gonna take a break because I need a drink, and I'll be back. Alright, we're back. I went and got a drink. Actually, I'm opening it now, so. Yeah, cracking a cold one with the boys. Just kidding. It's Diet Dr. Pepper because that's how we roll. Diet Dr. Pepper, please sponsor me. Sponsor this video. kidding. But getting a drink now, guys. And I'm so sorry you guys have to listen to the same advertisement, and I'm working on that. Like, I'm working on everything else, so please bear with me when you guys have to listen to that. It pays me. So anyways, we got a dog, and we moved into a house with Drew's dad, and it's fine for right now because in our future plans, we plan to stay here as long as we can until we do what I'm about to tell you. And, like, Drew and I have been planning to get maybe an RV at some point in time in the future and travel as much as we can. And eventually move out of state. We have not chosen a state yet, but, like, traveling in an RV long enough until we can buy a home, that's just something in our plans that we plan to do, like, soon, like, very soon. And just figure everything out. I am almost done with my degree, and once that's good and done, and I've gotten everything taken care of, then I will be able to find a better opportunity in a different state, because my state does not really offer anything in my degree, which is why I'm doing an online school, which is out of state. And, I mean, I don't really want to live where my school is, which is fine, but, like, I've checked the other states that we're also interested in, and there are job opportunities there with my degree. So, that's a plus. And, like, Drew and I have talked about moving for the longest time ever since we've gotten together, and it hasn't happened because life has happened, and shit's just, you know, not fair, and life gets in the way, but we are still trying to make this an opportunity for us and for our future, and for if we are, you know, wanting to start a family in the future, that we don't want to start it here. We've already spoke about that. So, yeah. But I also want to catch you guys up with, like, that's just, like, in the future, not, like, hey, next week we're buying an RV and we're fucking leaving the state and we're just traveling. I wish.
Hello.
I'm podcasting.
Podcasting?
Yeah.
Can they hear me?
Yeah, I guess.
What's up, my Negroes?
You guys, Joseph just walked in and you guys have no clue who the hell Joseph is, but he's my brother from another mother.
Fucking stud and a half.
He's literally my brother. I call him my brother. I mean, like, my mom did not birth him, but, like, you know. Anyways, so I'm gonna continue this for a minute. But yeah, like I said, we're not moving anytime soon, but that's just in the future, and it's just, we're tired of here. Here's not fun anymore. But yeah, I wanted to catch you guys up with what I've been doing, and I've been doing Procreate, and if you guys don't know what Procreate is, Dad, if you do listen to this, no, it's not making babies. I did my first project and I posted it on Facebook, and my dad was like, procreate, like, that's making babies. And I was like, no, there's another term for that, and it's art.
Jared, remember how the other day I was talking about Tom Brian
to put, so yeah, I've been using Procreate. I got an iPad. I'm moving up in the world. You guys, I got a freaking iPad. I got an Apple Pen. I've been on Procreate nonstop. I know I'm, like, late on the trend of making humans into, like, cartoons, but, like, I'm making, you know, money off of it, and I'm living, and I'm supporting myself, and I'm, you know, living the dream with pursuing in my art. Not as, obviously, a main thing, but it's a hobby, and I'm making money for it, for doing something that I love, and that's what I want to do. I got a drink. Sorry. But, so yeah, we are trying to catch up with life and everything, you know, like, some days are still slow and some days are still rough and it fucking sucks. And it feels like we are literally not getting anywhere. Like, we're stuck in the mud and, you know, somebody gets out of the car and you're just getting mud all over your ass and you're just stuck. Yeah, it's how it's felt lately, but we're trying to make progress.
She's also been getting beat in chess very bad.
Yes, I've been getting beat in chess. I also stream. Streamed us playing chess, but Joseph and I have been playing chess lately against each other, and I'm telling you guys, my ass has been getting beat. I don't know, what, like, Joey and I the other day were talking about, what, you were watching The Queen's Gambit, and I told him that I was, like, halfway through, and he was like, well, I'm, like, literally almost finished, and I was like, well, shit. So, he was like, have you ever played chess? And I was like, no, Drew actually has, like, this, glass chess set that he's had since, what, you were, like, a kid?
Well, that one was bronze.
Okay. Anyways. But it's a glass chess set, and we were supposed to play it, because he was like, I'll teach you how to play it, and now it's just sitting in our closet. So I got the app on the iPad, and Joey and I've been playing. He literally been beating my ass.
It's a lot harder to play in real life.
What's the other game?
Is it Mancala?
Yeah.
I hope we're saying Mancala, that. I would say it's something like that. You know, the game with the board and the stones and the holes. If y'all know what I'm talking. If y'all know what we're talking about, please explain it to us, because I've been beating Joey's ass and I don't know how. So, like, he's beating my ass in chess, and I'm beating his ass in Mancala, so it's, like, a win-win situation. You know? But, yeah, anyways, I've been streaming, playing, like, I have this Harry Potter game that I really enjoy, and then I have this game that I've been playing forever, it seems like, and it's called Mansion Mansions, and it's literally, like, you have to match, like, the colors. It's kind of like Candy Crush, but with, like, pillows, and you get to, like, make a mansion out of it. Like, you get to, like, redo your mansion in the middle of it. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But yeah, I stream, and mine is just Lewis Tude, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to join Anchor yet? Because I'm pretty sure the same ad has played twice in this, and I'm so sorry. I don't know how to fix it, because, like, I have different ads that I can put in here, but I don't know how to get to them from where I'm at. So, I'm sorry if you had to hear the same Anchor ad twice, but, like, do you want to be a podcaster yet? Do you want to get the freaking app? Do you want to download it right now and just do it? Go for it. But like I said, I'm so sorry. If it's literally the same ad, I am literally deeply sorry for that. But yeah, I wanted to come back on and let you guys know that, like, I'm trying to get back into podcasting because I miss it, I love it, but I've been streaming playing games, and I've been streaming me doing Procreate, so, like, if you guys really do want to know what Procreate is, like I said, you could follow my Twitch, and it's Lou with Tude, it's literally L-O-U with W-I-T-H, Tude, T-U-D-E, like, attitude, but Tude. But yeah, I've been doing that, so, like I said, if you were like, hey, what the hell is Procreate, come look at one of my videos, it's posted, so, like, all you have to do is, like, find it, and, I think it took down the audio on it, so I'm sorry for that, but, like, you can't play music from Spotify, or they fucking banned you from it because they swear you're stealing music from people. And I'm like, I don't even have enough money for that. So, like, sorry that I play music that I enjoy without not being like, I don't own the rights to this music, or la 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 la, bullshit. So, you know. But yeah, there's some Procreate stuff, there's games that I've been playing. I might get Joseph to get on a game with me on chess, and we'll stream it, just so you guys can watch, because I'm telling you guys, he fucking kicks my ass every time! Every time! No matter if he, like, lets me try to win, I still fucking lose. I swear to God. Swear. But yeah, we might hop on some chess and share it, and... if you have Facebook, I have a Facebook page, and I think it's Life with Lindsay, as well, and I post, like, my art, or what I've been doing on there, and I share my podcast links sometimes, but if not, you know where to find me. You can find me on Anchor, or Spotify, or literally, like, I think you can find me on anything that's a podcast. You can literally try to search Life According to Lindsay, and it should pop up, maybe, I don't know. But I know it's, like, I know for sure it's on Spotify, and I know it's on Apple, and I know it's on Anchor, and I think it's on, like, CastBox, so, yeah, there's a lot of platforms for you to choose from. But if you have one of those platforms already, go ahead and do it. I'm on there. But yeah, that's where we've been. We're trying to get shit together. I'm gonna try to start podcasting more, and I'm gonna try to start downloading art and stuff like that, but you know, it's hard. Like, I've been babysitting lately, and I've been trying to promote Drew's stuff, so all that, and homework takes up half my life. You can ask Drew, because literally he watches me do hours of it, and he helps me when I don't know the answers, and I'm like, so it takes hours of his time as well to help me. So, you know, but it'll all be worth it in the end. But yeah, here soon we'll talk about some more shows that we've been watching. So, like, if you haven't watched The Queen's Gambit, go give that a watch, because, well, Joe, you're almost finished. How is it? Is it great? Is it, you love it? Would you recommend it to somebody?
Yeah, it's definitely recommended.
Okay. And did you love chess before this, or, like, were you more interested in chess now that you're...
I was definitely more interested in my career.
Okay. See? So, yeah. And that's how Drew and I thought about it. Like, Drew knew how to play chess before watching The Queen's Gambit. And, like, I just found it interesting because here lately I've been watching a lot of BBC TV shows. You know, shout out to my my British friends, my mates. What's up, guys? But I've been watching, like, a lot of shows, like, BBC related, like Dr. Foster, and I just watch, well, The Queen's Gambit is kind of, like, it takes place... Where does it take place, Joseph? Help me out here.
It starts in the U.S., and then eventually she gets to go, like, around the world.
Yeah, she goes around the world. Like, the U.S., and then she goes around the world. Like, she's in France for a little bit, and, like, some other places. And I'm watching. Don't know if you guys watch this, but, babe, what is the show we've been watching about the Queen? The Crown. Yeah, we've been watching The Crown, and I just watched The Irregulars, and it's a British show, so I'm, like, loving all these shows, guys, loving all these shows. I don't know why, I just watched a show, and I was like, oh, hey, and it's in the top 10 in the U.S., but it's Who Killed Sarah, and it's a Spanish show, and I fucking loved it, and I'm hoping season 2 really is coming, because y'all killing me with these one-season shits, Netflix. I'm gonna write a letter. But you guys, seriously, if you haven't watched any of these shows, give them all a watch, and if you don't want to watch that, come watch our stream. Joseph is here, like, majority of his time, well, now that he's working, but, like, he's still here, he still pops by, he might be on another podcast here in the future, you know, and Drew's always gonna be here, so, like, if not, come hop on his stream, y'all. Come hop on my stream. Come say what's up. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what fucking time it is. Come say what's up, because we're literally up at all hours. So, yeah. Come say hey. But until next time, make sure to take care of yourself and love somebody and be kind. Always, always be kind. Alright? Alright, until next time. Bye.